gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. We've got another exciting hour of Auto World coming out your way right now. Carl Brower is going to be joining us for the entire hour as we talk about a gamut of things, including the top 10 all-new cars for 2013. Carl got the opportunity to spend some time the week before last at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and in honor of that, he put together a list, the 10 best-looking cars of all time. We'll also find out about some other news from Carl, as he's one of the better automotive journalists, one of the most esteemed automotive journalists in the entire automotive world. Of course, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, and you can email me anytime, 24/7. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And the telephone number, toll-free from all across North America. Don't hesitate if you have a question for Carl or myself. We'd love to hear from you. Matt is standing by at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And we definitely would appreciate you taking that number down, 855-660-4261. Well, I'm really excited to get our first guest on board with us. He's becoming a regular contributor to this program. For many years, he was the head guy at Edmunds.com. He's also worked at a number of other auto publications, and he just started within the last year his own website, which is rolled out to some rave reviews, getting lots of publicity. It's called TotalCarScore.com, and Carl Brower is the CEO and editor-in-chief, and he's our very special guest in this hour of the broadcast. Hey there, Carl. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. It's really an exciting time in the automotive world. I mean, as far as new vehicles are concerned, Carl, I'm such an automotive geek. I'm moving here within Massachusetts, and I had a U-Haul truck. It was my first time ever driving a U-Haul truck, and I did so last night, and I went down to the new home that we're relocating to for a year or so, and driving back, you know, you think I would have enough of this stuff, but, you know, I was driving past a dealership that was a Dodge Ram dealership and Chrysler dealership, because there was an SRT8 Challenger beckoning me right out front, and also a Dodge Dart. So I had to pull in and check it out.
They'll do that. Those kind of cars will do that to you.
Absolutely. And it's really great sometimes to see, you know, we all get a chance as automotive journalists to see a lot of these cars like the Dart on the show floor. But when you see it on the street, it has a real different look. I wasn't able to attend the press unveiling of that particular vehicle, but the Dart looks good, and I think they're going to have a winner there.
Yeah, and it's funny you mention that, because there's often a reaction that cars get, sometimes overly positive, sometimes overly negative, from either the photos or the auto show unveiling. And I've always tried to reserve final judgment till I see the car in person in a normal, you know, light, mm-hmm. normal world versus the bright lights of an auto show floor or photography studio, because that's really when you do get a sense of what the car is going to look like.
Let's take a step back and look at what the average American consumer is driving these days. They're driving an 11-year-old car. I mean, that's a pretty ancient car for Americans in the past. What's the cause of it? Is it just the economy? Is it the fact that people are just holding on to vehicles because they're lasting longer? Is it a combination of things, Carl?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think you have cars that are better built than ever in terms of their durability and their capability to last, you know, 10 plus years and essentially have, you know, almost like new dependability and lack of maintenance. But then you also have this kind of economic force that's got people you know, maybe a little more hesitant about buying a new car. But the ironic thing, Bob, is that technology is moving faster than it's ever moved. So if you hadn't bought a new car for 10 years in, say, the 1980s or even the 1990s, the change you would have seen when you went to buy your next one wouldn't have been that drastic.
Mm-hmm.
The change that someone who's in a 10-year-old car or 11-year-old car right now, what they're going to notice, what they're going to find when they go back to the dealership, it's going to be pretty drastic. We're working on a big story for this week that's going to touch on this, and we're going to do a news release on it on probably around Wednesday. But there's a story to tell here, and we're looking forward to trying to help people figure out that there's going to be a big difference when they get back out there.
And brands as well. I mean, a lot of these brands that 10 or 15 years ago were not so hot. I mean, Hyundai, of course, started out here in the middle 80s with the Excel, and then the company 5 or 6 years later in the early 90s was going out of business. Now here we are 20 years later, and Hyundai's got just an amazing lineup of vehicles, Kia as well. And a lot of the American manufacturers, this is something that I find in chatting with a lot of our Auto World listeners via email, I mean, a lot of these people, you know, have never been behind the wheel of an American car. A lot of these younger folks that perhaps grew up in a family where the family car was a Camry or something like that, they don't have experience with an American car. They have negative overall feelings, and it's unfortunate because there are just some incredible new domestic vehicles out there.
There absolutely are, and it's really been a sea change on the domestic side, on what they've got to offer, on how competitive they are with the other brands, the brands from Europe and the brands from Asia Pacific. And if you haven't driven a domestic car in 5, 10 years, you really don't know what you're looking at now. And you know, it'd be nice if people would go in and give that Dart or give that Challenger or the Cadillac ATS or a lot of other cars a chance, because they really are a completely different product.
And engine technology has come so far. It's interesting, too. In the 70s, we saw a flurry of turbocharging, and in the early 80s, and then it went away. And computers have come so far that technology has really become very commonplace. I mean, Ford's got these EcoBoost engines, started with the V6. Now we've got four-cylinder ones. They've got a three-cylinder one around the corner. These kind of engines can put out, you know, a four-cylinder engine putting out 270 horsepower, close to 300 horsepower from a four-cylinder power plant, Carl.
Yeah, and all sorts of technology, as you said, that's really hard to even explain, and certainly it's what technology should be. It's unobtrusive and invisible to the person behind the wheel. But the things going on underneath that hood and inside that engine compartment, whether it's, you know, variable valves or variable intake runners or, continuously variable transmissions and 8-speed automatics and all these things that are helping the fuel mileage of these cars and really extending the functionality and the reality, the life of the internal combustion engine because of how much more fuel economy they can get out of them.
And when you look at the technology, like you say, with the 8-speed automatics and some of the electronics technology, I was lucky enough to have a BMW 650 xDrive for a week, and with the heads-up display, all this cool technology that really wasn't around that long ago is now out there and available. And it's not exclusive to the very high-end vehicles, too. Look at the Ford Sync system and what that has done for the Ford nameplate.
Yeah, and it's like you said, what's really interesting is how technology is rapidly kind of spreading out throughout all the categories. It's not like you have to go buy a Mercedes S-Class or an Audi, you know, A8 to get a lot of these things. They are now available in $20,000 or cheaper cars.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to roll down the list, the top 10 new cars for 2013 in showrooms this fall with Carl Brower. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Carl Brower is with us from TotalCarScore.com. We're going to run down a couple of different lists here, beginning with the top 10 all new cars. These aren't just mid-life cycle updates. These are all new vehicles for 2013. Number one on the list is the Fusion from Ford. It was a world debut at the Detroit Auto Show. We were both there last January, and this vehicle has hints of Aston Martin, which is always a good thing.
It really looks fabulous, and even more, I think, important for the long term is that it's got a wide range of drivetrain choices that include not just a traditional hybrid, but also a plug-in hybrid. So it's going to appeal to a wide range of buyers.
And again, using the EcoBoost technology, 1.6 liter turbo four cylinder, really cool looking vehicle. And I think it's going to shake up that very competitive marketplace. The base price on this vehicle, $22,000 to $30,000. Number two on the list, the Honda Accord. And this, of course, is a big seller along with the Fit, the Civic, and the CRV. And no question, a lot of people would say this is the most important car in Honda's portfolio.
And they really need to, you know, make a good move with this car, because they've you know, had some challenges, some of them self-imposed, some of them imposed by outside forces like tsunamis and earthquakes. But it's time for Honda to get serious. They have been doing better for the last several months. The new CR-V is doing well, and I think this new Accord is going to do quite well for them, as, you know, in terms of turning their numbers around and really getting the sales through the roof.
Number three, if you're in the market for a light-duty pickup truck, the Ram 1500. We had former, like myself, Motor Trend alumnus Mark Williams on in the first hour talking about this vehicle. He got a chance to drive it. I understand you have gotten the chance to drive this vehicle as well. I'm friends with Fred Diaz, the head of the Ram division, and he was telling me wonderful things about it over the last several months, and I can't wait to get your take on it. It's on the list. It must be really good. 8-speed automatic transmission, a really cool new V6, and lots of technology.
You know, the start-stop engine technology, which on a truck, you know, you're used to that on hybrids, but a full-size truck, to have it is fabulous. The air suspension, that's four-corner air suspension that'll not only automatically level the truck, which isn't new, but also provide different ride heights for everything from highway cruising and lowering the ride height for better aerodynamics to off-roading, and two settings that'll raise it up to 10.7 inches of ground clearance. I mean, just a very advanced vehicle for any kind of vehicle, and an extremely advanced full-size truck.
And available with a Wi-Fi hookup that you can actually use the vehicle as a Wi-Fi hotspot.
And a very advanced Uconnect access system that pairs with that Wi-Fi. And, you know, Bob, we were getting all sorts of crazy information just by asking for it verbally while driving the truck. You know, where's the closest Chinese restaurant? Where can I see the Avengers movie and all? Seriously, and it was pulling up those listings right on the screen. It was fabulous.
Oh, that is wonderful. Number four on the list, always a big seller, very important car for Nissan for 2013. It's 100 pounds lighter and can achieve up to 38 miles per gallon. I'm talking about the Nissan Altima with a sticker price of $21,500 to $30,080. Definitely very important vehicle for the brand.
And it was selling really well right up until the previous version went out of the cycle. That was what's most impressive, is when you see a new car coming in while the old one is still doing well, because Nissan had really done a good job last time around, and this one's better in every way. Lighter, more fuel efficient, as you said, also looks great, drives really well. I think it's just going to continue to be in a very, very well-received vehicle.
The next vehicle on the list is from a domestic manufacturer, which is doing very well, not only here in the U.S., but especially overseas, Chevrolet. This is the Malibu. This is the kind of the third attempt. I think this is the time that they hopefully got it right, the all-new Malibu.
Yeah, the car keeps getting better. It's always, you know, it's been really pretty competitive since the 04 redesign. That was kind of the first signs of it really coming about. And they just keep tweaking it. And this newest one, the looks, the technology, it's got that light hybrid system, mild hybrid, that I think is going to be the wave of the future. I think every car is eventually going to have some form of hybrid technology that at least captures the brake energy and doesn't let it just burn up in heat. And, you know, it doesn't cost a lot. It doesn't intrude on cargo space much. And it makes sense to put them on cars. And this Malibu, along with the Buick LaCrosse, have it. And I think it's really good technology.
Number six is the new crossover from Ford. They're out there on the highways now. A base sticker price of $22,000 to $32,000. The Ford Escape. And believe it or not, the top line 2-liter EcoBoost four-cylinder engine packs 240 horsepower. This, too, embraces Ford's kinetic design language and is available with oodles and boodles of electronics.
It's really cool looking too. I mean, it looks neat. It's a neat looking car, and then it's fast and handles really well, like a sports car almost. And it's got advanced technology. I mean, it's got active shutters that actually get the car more aerodynamic at high speeds to get better mileage.
Number seven on the list, the ATS. This is the 3 Series Fighter from Cadillac. You recently did a comparison test and gave the nod to this vehicle. Wide range of power plants, $33,000 to $47,000 in sticker price. Is this vehicle going to do really well for Cadillac? What's your put your prognostication hat on here. What do you think? Is this going to be a big hit, Carl?
I think so. I think you're getting a lot of people who are going to be happily surprised at how close it comes, because it's essentially as good as the BMW 3 Series in a dynamic sense. And I think that people have been wondering if Cadillac could do that, and they have. And then it's got really advanced, fabulous interior technology, kind of like the Dodge we were talking about. Very good user interface on that Q Cadillac user experience. One of the most advanced ones out right now.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I have not experienced that Q system. Number eight, talk about you becoming a radio guy. Great segue. The Dodge Dart is on the list here. $16,000 is the entry level point, up to $23,000. This vehicle can be optioned a bazillion different ways, and it's got a little bit of Italian DNA. Tell us more, Carl.
Yeah, it's got a great stance. You know, you look at the photos, you can tell, and in person it's just as good or better. It looks great in bright colors, and it comes in bright colors inside and out. There's a wide range of choices, and it's also got the more advanced Chrysler interface that you can get. And you can buy the car almost any way you want it, from, you know, a la carte, like no nav system but still the big central screen, to the nav system and the big central screen. And I think that's going to appeal to young people, because they can just pick and choose and make the car exactly what they want it to be.
Yeah, that's a car that's going to be customized a lot this year at SEMA, I predict. Let's talk about number nine on the list, the Hyundai Santa Fe. I remember the early ones were relatively small, but this time you can get it in two different flavors for 2013.
Yeah, it's an interesting strategy by Hyundai. They're going to remove the Veracruz, which was their previous three-row crossover, and they're going to make a long wheelbase version of the Santa Fe. So there'll be 5 and 7 passenger versions. And I think it's a smart move, because I think Santa Fe's got a good name equity and brand equity now, and it's an appealing car and it looks good.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to wrap up this list of the hot new vehicles, all new for 2013, and then we're going to talk about beautiful cars.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you're in the market for a new vehicle for 2013, who better to have as a guest in this hour than Carl Brower? He is the CEO and editor-in-chief of TotalCarScore.com. We've been running down the Total Car Score's top 10 all new vehicles for 2013, and Carl, we're up to a very interesting collaboration between two Japanese automakers. If you told me this was going to happen 5 years ago, I would have said never, but it did. The folks at Subaru and the folks at Toyota/Scion got together on a sports car. Now, this market has been pretty much dominated by the Mazda Miata, and that's being an affordable four-cylinder based sports car. Miata's, of course, a convertible, but this time around, it's a coupe. It's the Scion FRS, and from Subaru, it's called the BRZ. These are definitely lookers.
I was fortunate enough to have a BRZ to drive up to Pebble Beach last week.
Cool.
And so that's what I used to get up and back, and I purposely took a detour on the way back to hit some of the more curvy roads I know about between L.A. and Monterey. And I had already heard a lot about the car and had a pretty solid feel of what it was supposed to be like, but it went beyond my expectations even after I knew what it was supposed to be like. It's really an amazingly balanced and enjoyable vehicle. It's rear-wheel drive, and it's not super high horsepower at 200, but it's more than enough because the car is so light and tossable and so confident around twisty corners. It's just an incredibly fun vehicle to drive.
The Boxster engine, which allows for placement of the engine lower in the vehicle, means a lower center of gravity and good handling in a lot of the regular Subaru models. But you put that in the sports car, and I can only imagine you can get this both with a stick and an automatic. Scion has been a brand that, with the exception of the TC, which is sold pretty well, I have never been a fan of the XBs or the XAs. But this one, how can you not be a fan of? This is by far the best-looking Scion and may transform the brand a lot, Carl.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think Toyota really wanted to inject some interest into that brand because I think it's struggled a bit for the same reasons that you mentioned, Bob. It just hasn't really resonated with a wide range of people, and this could absolutely kind of turn things around and give people a new image of it.
Another story, you can check this story from Carl, remember, out at TotalCarScore.com. There's pictures and a lot more information. The top 10 all-new cars for 2013. But one thing that broke within the last week or so that I just wanted to discuss with you, it's something that I've been thinking for a long, long time and mentioned it a number of times to some executives within Jaguar, as they like to say. For the first time, and with the Jags sell very well in the Northeast, and of course they sell extremely well in California, but they've been not selling that well of late with the increased amount of all-wheel drive vehicles out there from BMW, from Infiniti, from Mercedes-Benz, from everybody. And for the first time, we're going to see the XF and the XJ available with an all-wheel drive system. And I think this is going to be a really big story as well to watch.
I agree. And I think that, you know, all-wheel drive was really unique and kind of niche and really out there not that long ago. Even, you know, 15 years ago,
yeah.
It was pretty rare for cars to have it. And I think, honestly, I think one of the things, among others, that hurt the Saab brand was how long it took them to get any form of all-wheel drive into their model lineup. And I think Jaguar realizes that, you know, in today's world, if you don't have some form of all-wheel drive, you just can't compete with the brands out there, since so many of them do.
Oh, it is absolutely true. For those of our listeners, and we have new folks and new stations joining us each and every week on the broadcast, and, of course, listening around the world at GCN Live, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com as well, what would you tell that person if they've never heard of and they've never visited your site? Give us a little background on the philosophy of the site and all the cool things that can be found there.
I would tell them that if they wanted to get a sense of how the industry and how all the experts out there that evaluate cars thinks of a car, what that group of people and that whole industry thinks of a vehicle in one location, they would go to Total Car Score. It's a lot like Rotten Tomatoes for movies, but this is for cars, and it just takes the most authoritative sources out there. What the data people would say normalizes the data, but it essentially turns all the rating systems into a simple 100-point scale by using some very basic math, and then averages those scores across how many sources there are. And what you end up with is an assessment from across the industry, but I still include the original scores from the sources as well as links back to them if people want to go back and check out what, you know, why any individual source gave that score to that car. So I just think it's a great way in today's world where nobody is having a shortage of information and lots of people are having excess information. I think the next evolution of our internet use is going to be aggregation and curation, like Total Car Score does, like Rotten Tomatoes does, like Kayak does for travel. You know, I think that's what the next evolution is.
Let's talk about your trip up to the Monterey Peninsula and the events at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. Of course, it was a big week last weekend. Last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, was the Woodward Dream Cruise in Detroit, and they had a huge turnout there. And Pebble Beach for 2012, I didn't make it this year, but I understand not only, of course, record-breaking auction sales there, but I understand the overall attendance and the overall crowding in those two very small communities of Carmel and Monterey continued in full force.
It sure did. I've been going there for about 10 years now, and every year you're like, wow, it seems a little busier this year. And if you do that for 10 years, you can imagine what it feels like, a decade later. And it really was just almost crazy, the level of activity and the options for going to different events. The thing, everything about that weekend keeps growing. How many events there are to go to, how many people show up to go to them, the amount of money made at the auctions, the amount of people that show up at dawn when all the cars are driving out early Sunday morning onto the 18th green at Pebble Beach, and you think you want to beat the crowds by getting there earlier.
Yeah.
Now the crowds are there early.
Yeah, so I was there. Really, I did that last year. Yeah, my first time doing that. It's an experience.
It's great. You get to see him drive and hear him drive onto the lawn. And like I said, when I first did it maybe 5 years ago, there were about 50 other people at the most. Now I think there were 500 when I went last Sunday.
So. I know. It's really remarkable. And you see some really, really interesting folks out there, some very famous folks who are checking it out. Well, let's talk about this story that you put together, and it's right up my alley. I love automotive design. I love beautiful vehicles, and you put together, in honor of the Pebble Beach Concours and the Woodward Dream Cruise, 10 cars that represent the most beautiful automotive designs ever created. And the cool thing that you've done about with this particular story is, all of these vehicles kind of have spiritual successors, modern-day successors, and it's a great list. So let's take a look at that list right now. And again, if you would like to chime in here and nominate your own most beautiful vehicle of all time, one of the best-looking vehicles of all time, we'd love to hear from you, 855-660-4261. Beginning with a Porsche, a 1973 Porsche Carrera RS, and, of course, the modern-day successor is the all-new, very advanced 2012 Porsche 911. But, boy, when you look at this vehicle from 73... And you look at all of the cool features in the beginning of the whale tail, you can still see that 911 DNA just really chiming through. When we come back on the other side, we're going to blast through the rest of the list and get Carl's thoughts. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-520-3421. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-520-3421. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-520-3421. 800-520-3421. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closet.
You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincoln?
We are back. We are live. Thanks so much for joining us here. Carl Brower joins us from TotalCarScore.com. At TotalCarScore.com, put together this great list in honor of the Woodward Dream Cruise and last Sunday's Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, the 10 most beautiful automotive designs ever created. And number 10 on the list is, again, the Porsche 911, and in particular, this is the 73 Carrera RS. The 911 has been around 40-plus years, Carl, and it's going as strong as ever.
Yeah, they've really learned, and they were thinking of killing the model in the 80s and replacing it with the 928 front-engine V8, and the fans just wouldn't go for it, and thankfully someone in Porsche recognized that, and they've maintained that horizontally opposed six at the back of the 911 for, approaching 60 years, and it's a good thing they did.
Another car on the list here, one of my favorites, a 1971 Lamborghini Miura SV, and for its day, boy, was this an advanced vehicle.
Mid-engine V12 hadn't really been done yet, so when that happened, there was a lot of kind of double takes going on in the world when it was introduced. I think it was at the 67 Geneva Auto Show, and it was the fastest top-end production car at the time, and to have that many cylinders and have them located behind the driver, centralize that mass for extra solid handling, that really kind of started a whole new thought process, and you saw the same layout coming very quickly from the other exotic makers, but they did it first.
And we got the modern-day successor with the halo car from Lamborghini, the Aventador, which is an absolutely stunning-looking vehicle as well. Number 8 is the 1970 Dodge Challenger RT. And, of course, you can now buy the 2012 Challenger in a variety of different guises, including the SRT8, which puts out 470 horse and 470 pound-feet of torque. And just looking at the picture of this 70 Challenger, I can see so much of the design elements that are in the 2012 model.
Yeah, you know, do you know who owns that Challenger that I got that photo of?
No, tell me.
That would be me.
No, you. Wow.
That's my car. Yeah, I have that car sitting about 30 feet from me right now out in the garage. But yeah, it's I think the car has just aged really well. You look at it today, it still draws quite a reaction when I drive it. You can imagine with that color. And as you said, the modern one is one of the best sellers and one of the best rated cars by all the ownership satisfaction ratings on the modern Challenger.
Boy, Carl, you and I have very similar tastes. You've got some exquisite vehicles in your collection. Let's talk about the next vehicle on the list. 1967 was the year. This is the 275 GTB4 from Ferrari. And, of course, the modern-day equivalent of this is the all-new halo car, the F12 Berlinetta for 2013, 700 horsepower with the new one. But this one from 67 is so elegant.
Stunning car. Just a stunning car. I've loved these since I first saw them, 30-plus years ago. And the proportions are perfect. And that the V12 engine up front that's in these cars, it just sounds perfect when you're behind it. Believe me, I know. I've been able to be close to these cars when they're being driven at full tilt. And they're just fabulous vehicles. And not surprisingly, they're worth over $1 million these days.
Number six on the list here is the 66 Ford GT40. When Ford went racing, battling Ferrari, they had to build a number of road-going units to qualify. And, of course, we saw for a few years the amazing 2006 Ford GT, penned by Carmelo Pardo. And this car, what can you say? I mean, this is just an amazing vehicle, and I understand a number sold recently for some serious bucks.
Yeah, you've had them selling in increasing numbers, and I think the new one kind of reignited interest in the old ones, often happens. And, one of the most now expensive domestic car, the most expensive American car sold at auction officially now is the GT40 that sold for over $11 million this past weekend at the Monterey auctions. And it was the camera car used for the Le Mans film that Steve McQueen made. So it's got great history.
Great story. Number five, always one of my perennial favorites, the E-Type, in particular the 65 E-Type, the modern-day successor, one of my favorite cars out there still. It's been around for a while. It's been tweaked. It's the 2012 Jaguar XK lineup. This is just a drop-dead gorgeous car. And Enzo Ferrari actually had a tremendous compliment for this car. Tell our listeners about that, Carl.
Yeah, the quote is that he said that this is the most beautiful car ever created when the E-Type hit, I believe, in 61. And I think that's what influenced some of the mid to late 60 Ferraris that came out from Pininfarina. I think Enzo kind of maybe used this car as some inspiration for his later Ferraris, because there's definitely similar proportions, and they're both stunning sets. Both sets of vehicles are stunning.
Absolutely. Even the early 70s Z car has a little touch of the E-Type
yes.
in it. Let's talk about number four on the list. This is the James Bond car, is what I call it, because it's been in so many different James Bond films. The 64 Aston Martin DB5, and of course you can get the Aston Martin V8 Vantage for 2012 as its spiritual modern-day successor. This was one trick ride, from its wheels to all the cool stuff that was integrated into the vehicles for the movies, but beautiful is the word.
It really is a very, kind of moment in time where everything seemed to come together for the car. All the right lines, all the right components, and then a James Bond movie and him driving it in one of the better James Bond films from that original series, Goldfinger, and just a stunning vehicle. The prices have gone through the roof on these in the last 10 years, and deservedly so. They're just stunning cars with incredible kind of cultural tie-in.
And it was a couple of years back that RM actually sold the one that was in the movie, and the guy had it in his house, and they had to, like, knock down the wall to get it out. He had built a whole room around it. So anybody that's, number one, that passionate about a car and realizes the beauty of a vehicle, I applaud, and I believe he got a lot of money at auction for that vehicle. Number three, a car that's approaching its 60th anniversary. This one is one of the greatest of all time, the 63 Chevrolet Corvette. Of course, still out there today, the modern-day 2012 Corvette, an outstanding vehicle. But this was the the split window and still is a head turner today.
Yeah, I tell you, these cars, the mid-year Corvette 63s through 67 are all considered some of the most stunning designs ever created. And I think the 63 first year with that split window, one and only year they had it, certainly not the most functional design in terms of rear visibility, but that was why I think it just makes it that much cooler, as you realize at that moment they let style and design stand over practicality, and that doesn't happen often, and it really kind of just finishes the car off perfectly.
Number two on the list, according to Carl Brower and TotalCarScore.com. My daughter Lucy wants to get in on the action here because she loves beautiful cars. Also, it runs in the... That was her third word, Carl. Her first word was Dada. Second word was Mama. Third word was, in a Boston accent, Ka.
Good, you're raising her right. That's good to hear, Bob.
Number two, 61 Ferrari 250 GT California, and of course Ferrari's got the all-new Ferrari California for 2012. What a gorgeous vehicle this is. Carl, have you ever driven this 61 variant?
No, I mean, that's one of the cars that I would definitely have to have on my bucket list, so to speak, would to be at least get behind the wheel of one, even temporarily, you know, just very short time period. But loved watching it. I think the car, I was the perfect age group to really resonate with Ferris Bueller's Day Off, so I think that only added to it. But, you know, you see people paying millions of dollars, $10 million for these kind of cars. So it's not just me. They're widely appreciated, I think, because of their exterior design.
Number one on the list, always a collectible. This is the 1954 Mercedes 300 SL. They have resurrected it for 2012 with the SLS AMG. A beautiful vehicle. You know, it's almost like if you're a serious collector, you must have a 300 SL in your collection, because what an amazing vehicle for its day.
It really was. To the speeds it could attain and the performance that it offered in 1954, remember it was the first really production car that was offered to consumers versus race drivers with fuel injection. So it really heralded a technology that we can't imagine a car being made without today, but it was the first production car that was sold to consumers that had it. And it's just stunning looking, the door design and the history of racing that the car has and winning it really set a high bar in 1954.
Well, as usual, you set a high bar as a wonderful radio guest, Carl Brower. Everybody check out TotalCarScore.com. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Bob. Great being on.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Log. Thanks for joining me.
Tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.